This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Improving weather in the Gulf of Mexico is allowing more skimmers to get back on the water to clean up oil. And crews have a new skimming device that its creators say is able to scoop up more of the heavy crude more efficiently than traditional skimmers. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, this late entry into the cleanup effort is doing little to quiet critics who say BP and the federal government still are not getting enough skimmers to respond to the spill.
Workers at the Jemison Marina in Bayou LaBatrie, Alabama, are busy welding together the newest weapon in the fight against oil. It's a new skimming device that starts with this large metal chassis, 6 feet long, 3 feet high, and 3 feet wide. A big, sturdy mesh bag fits inside the box-shaped cage.
This bag drags through the heavy oil held open by that chassis.
Raymond Butler is a special projects manager for BP, and though it's a bit more complicated than this, the new skimming device is kind of like a big version of your lawnmower bag that collects grass clippings.
The water still passes through this mesh, but it captures sheen and heavy oil. When it's full, what we'll do is cinch it closed, just like this. We'll lift it with these rings out of the water. It'll weigh about a ton, ton and a half, and throw it away.
To see how what's called the Heavy Oil Recovery Device, or HORD, really works, we went out onto the water off the Alabama coast to talk with the guy who invented it.
My name is Captain Jerry Mathern.
The 61-year-old supertanker captain and BP contractor has spent a lifetime on the water and holds degrees in engineering and oceanography.
We're out in Mobile Bay, about halfway up the bay, and you're seeing a skimming operation of a filtration system.
We're watching two small fishing boats about 30 to 40 yards apart dragging containment boom behind them in a V-shaped formation, corralling a slick of oil on the surface. The heavy oil recovery device is at the bottom of the V, and as the boats slowly move forward, Mathern says water passes through the mesh bag coming out clean while the oil is collected.
This is a very dense oil. The consistencies of peanut butter or toothpaste, and therefore it's very difficult to use traditional skimming techniques.
But despite this vast improvement in skimming, local parish leaders, state officials, and others here on the coast say there simply haven't been enough skimmers in the Gulf. They say BP was slow to respond from the outset and delayed requests for special tools like the giant A Whale skimmer from Taiwan. Many Republicans accuse President Obama of refusing to allow foreign skimmers to help out by not granting waivers of a maritime law called the Jones Act. Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, among others, point out that President Bush waived provisions of the Jones Act to allow ships sailing under foreign flags to help out after Hurricane Katrina. And they say this administration should do so, too.
That is absolutely bogus. Totally bogus.
Dennis Bryant is a former Coast Guard captain who supervised the implementation of the Oil Pollution Act in 1990 and is now a maritime consultant. He says the Jones Act simply doesn't apply in this situation. Bryant says the Jones Act only prevents foreign flagged ships from transporting commerce, goods and products from one U.S. port to another, and is not keeping them from helping out in oil skimming.
We've got 15 foreign flagged vessels that I'm aware of right now operating on this incident, and the Jones Act is not impeding their operation.
Bryant adds that while the skimming response may have been a little disorganized at first, it has gotten better. But he says this is an unexpected kind of oil spill of unprecedented magnitude. David Shaper, NPR News, New Orleans.